Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Wheat producers have seen their commodity prices steadily drop over the last month, and it looks to continue. Royce Shaneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, says the drop is related to global supply and demand and where the U.S. is in trade negotiations.
A few months ago, I would have said there's a big world supply of wheat, which was putting pressure on the market. But what we've seen over the last several months is that some of our biggest competitors, especially in the Black Sea region of the world, have really dominated export markets. And, you know, sales have been pretty brisk for those countries. But without some good trade policies, trade practices, you know, trade partnerships, the United States has kind of taken a backseat to trade activity.
The Black Sea region has been very competitive the last couple of years and now have worked its way into markets which are predominantly U.S. markets.
You know, I think we'll eventually work our way out of this, especially if we have some trade policies or develop, you know, some new trade relationships. That'll really open things up. And actually, what we're seeing in Nebraska is probably a slight increase in wheat plantings. You know, there is optimism in the marketplace. The U.S. is sitting on a nice supply of high-quality wheat. And at some point here, we keep thinking there's going to be a pretty strong signal that U.S. wheat will make some big sales and some big impacts around the world.
Shaneman says the world supplies are coming down, even in the Black Sea region, where there are rumblings Russia may curb exports as they get low on wheat supplies. Shaneman says even with low prices, wheat growers are still interested in growing the grain.
Now they're even expanding those. You know, there's been talk of South America has had some shipments of Russian wheat in particular that they've been pleased with the quality and the price. And maybe logistically, you would think the U.S. would have the advantage there. But I think some of our trade policies and practices are kind of conflicting what we might be able to do in a normal market scenario.
Shaneman says NAFTA was a bright spot for wheat producers, but what really needs to happen is trade with China. He adds any agreement would still need to be fair and balanced, though. African swine fever could reshape the pork market in China. The Rabobank report says the disease could accelerate a shift in pork production and boost import needs for 2019. Local supply shortages are being reported stemming from the ban on live hog transportation that was enacted to prevent further spread of the disease. The potential for radical change could impact the international market, according to the report. Rabobank says China's pork imports in the first 8 months of the year were down 0.6% from the year before and jumped 10% year over year in August. The Chinese government said the country's sow herd declined 4.8% this year in August, which Rabobank claimed may be overestimated. The decline in domestic pork production could allow other markets, including the United States, to become bigger suppliers of pork to China, pending the outcome of trade disputes. The Ag Central Radio Network invites you to join us inside agriculture on our seven-station network. 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, 98.3 in Carrington, Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, KKAA 1560 in Aberdeen, and 103.1 HD3 in Valley City. Make sure you stick around. One more segment of Inside Agriculture is coming up straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. This is Ag Central.